This PBS NewsHour podcast is supported in part by Dana-Farber Cancer Institute, where hundreds of researchers make new discoveries inspired by the work of previous Dana-Farber scientists. Learn more about their momentum at danafarber.org/everywhere.
Welcome to the NewsHour. At the White House today, President Donald Trump convened the very first cabinet meeting of his second administration.
In an hour-plus Q&A with reporters, Mr. Trump did most of the talking, and there was one figure there who didn't have a physical seat at the table, but whose influence was undeniable. Lisa Desjardins starts our coverage.
At the table, some two dozen members of President Trump's cabinet meeting for the first time.
Okay, thank you very much. We appreciate you being here.
And on the side, a special government employee whose work impacts them all, billionaire Elon Musk.
So I'm going to ask if it's possible to have Elon get up first and talk about Doge.
Musk was effusive about Trump.
And President Trump has put together, I think, the best cabinet ever.
And pointed about government employees, defending email directing them to list their actions on the job.
I think that email perhaps was best interpreted as a performance review, but actually it was a pulse check review. Do you have a pulse? Do you have a pulse and two neurons? So if you have a pulse and two neurons, you can reply to an email.
In a chaotic rollout, some agencies told workers not to respond. But even so, Trump gave this warning.
I'd like to add that those million people that haven't responded, though, Elon, they are on the bubble. You know, I wouldn't say that we're thrilled about it. They haven't responded.
This, as a new memo, indicates the Trump administration is getting ready to greatly rev up layoffs. It directs federal agencies to develop large-scale reductions in force by mid-March. Trump turned to Lee Zeldin, who runs the Environmental Protection Agency, and put the scope into perspective.
He thinks he's going to be cutting 65% or so of the people from environmental. And we're going to speed up the process, too, at the same time.
As he slices government, Trump, who ran on fighting inflation, addressed a spike.
We have to get the prices down, not the inflation down, the prices of eggs and various other things. Eggs are a disaster. The Secretary of Agriculture is going to be showing you a chart that's actually mind-boggling what's happened, how low they were with us and how high they are now. But I think we can do something about it.
From there, a grab bag of questions from reporters.
Mr. President, part of your mission, sir.
Asked about immigration policy, Trump pitched his so-called gold card idea.
It's sort of a green card plus.
A path to citizenship with a $5 million investment price tag per person. It would replace the current EB-5 immigrant investor visa.
If we sell a million, right, a million, that's $5 trillion. $5 trillion.
The current program sees 100 times fewer visas than that per year. And this offer to sell a million potential citizenships comes as Trump has virtually shut down other legal paths, including asylum, as broken and corrupt. On Ukraine, Trump said President Volodymyr Zelensky is headed to Washington this Friday to sign an agreement over Ukraine's natural resources. And on the war, he pushed the idea of tough concessions for the country.
NATO, you can forget about.
But said a peace deal between Kyiv and Moscow is still on the table. While Trump also said he thinks Putin's goal is to take over Ukraine.
He had no intention, in my opinion, of settling this war. I think he wanted the whole thing.
Another hot topic. House Republicans' sweeping budget outline passed last night on a dramatic vote by the thinnest of margins. Trump said the $2 million in cuts won't affect Medicaid or Social Security, with a caveat.
We're not going to touch it. Now, we are going to look for fraud.
Trump has set up his cabinet relatively quickly, with just three members out of two dozen left to confirm. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Lisa Desjardins.